change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Rules of engagement for the program are pretty simple. Let's get those out of the way. If you want to send me a text at any time, either listening live to the program, or if your affiliate carries it later in the day or the next day or whatever, or you're listening on the podcast, you can always send me a text message. Just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, 33103. I read text messages 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And oftentimes text messages will point out something that maybe I missed, or you might have a comment that sends me off onto a rabbit hole. So text messages are pretty important to the program, so feel free to text at any time any comments you have. The word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then, if you'd like to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, if you would like to, the stories that we put up, if you'd like to look at the swag, if you would like to find a local affiliate, what time the affiliate airs, is there an affiliate in your area? If you would like to subscribe to the podcast, now I know you can subscribe to podcasts anywhere, but here's what we're doing. We've consolidated the weekday program with the weekend program in terms of the podcast. So it's all under The Situation with Michael Brown, and you can find all of that stuff at a one-stop shop called MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Go load it up on your smartphone, on your laptop, or your desktop, wherever. Load it up right now. Subscribe to the podcast, and let's get rolling. There's a lot of news going on. I want to talk first about a couple of local stories in Denver that I think have national implications. And they're great examples of kind of what's going on with the progressive kind of, I've been criticized in the past. Not unusual, right? I've been criticized in the past for describing the politics and the policies of the progressive Democrats as being Marxist. That criticism might be correct. In many cases, the correct description might be more fascist than it would be Marxist. Because there are two things that are going on. First and foremost, in terms of Marxism, Democrat policies really do want to destroy the productive ends of society. They want to destroy the wealthy. I mean, let's be honest. Has a poor person ever given you a job? Has a truly poor person ever created a job for you? Do you work for a poor person? Well, if you work for yourself, you may, because, you have a... But no, we continue to denigrate wealthy people or big corporations. And look, I've got my beef with certain big corporations. I don't like some of their policies. I don't like some of their products. But guess what? I can go to another corporation. I can go to some other company. This is what's great about America, is we got freedom of choice. We can, if you don't like this radio program, I know you've got a plethora of other choices to go to, but you better stick right here. So in that sense, it truly is Marxist, but it's also fascist. And it's fascist in the sense that there are a lot of things going on in terms of government policy that, just like fascism, try to control the methods of production, businesses, private enterprise, the private sector. And they do so by implementing rules, regulations, policy, statutes, whatever it might be, to tell them how to operate their business yet trying to maintain, well, you know, we don't own the company. We don't, you know, all we're doing is just, we're just making sure they're regulated properly. No, you're not making sure they're regulated properly. You're trying to implement your either political or social agenda through rules, policies, statutes, regulations, whatever it might be. That's pure unadulterated fascism. Now, again, I emphasize that I'm not an anarchist. I don't think we ought to just get rid of all regulations. I do believe that businesses ought to be regulated to some degree. I think antitrust laws are certainly good. I think Occupational Safety and Health Act regulations are generally good. I think they go overboard in many cases. And I think a lot of health regulations are good. I want to know that when I go to a restaurant and I sit down to eat that, even though I really doubt, particularly in Colorado, I don't know about where you live, but in Colorado, we don't really have any information about whether or not a restaurant has passed its most recent health inspection, what its grade is, or anything else. Now, I haven't been in California in probably about a year or so. But California has this system, and I know people in California may hate it, but I kind of like it. You walk up to a restaurant, and right there on the door is a grade, A, B, C, D, E, F. I mean, you know, right there you know exactly how that restaurant scored on its most recent health inspection. So I'm not an anarchist in that regard. But I think what's happened is, I think all of us kind of become so beat down by overregulation that if anybody says, well, I'd like to cut back on regulations, oh, my God, you're an anarchist. You want to get rid of all regulations. No, I just think that we've regulated things way too much. So what does that have to do with what's going on in Colorado? Well, you know how I feel about climate change. I believe in climate change. I think that climate change really does exist, and I think the climate is going to do what it continues to do, regardless of what we do. The climate has always fluctuated. We're having this year in Colorado, we're having a spring. It's technically springtime. We're having a spring that is typical of what I first experienced moving to Colorado some 35, 40 years ago. And that is, wintertime just doesn't seem to want to let go. Today, for example, I mean, I don't know what day you'll be listening to this, but I'm doing this live right now on Saturday, March 25 at noon Eastern time. And in Colorado, we woke up this morning with nothing on the roads because, you know, it had been like 60 degrees or so the roads were pretty warm. So the snow melted, but we had snow again. March is Colorado's snowiest month. We generally get like excess of 15 inches of snow in the Denver metropolitan area during March. Nowhere near that this year. But it's been cold. It's just been colder than a well digger's ass. It's just been like nasty cold for some reason, and we just can't shake it. So I believe the climate changes. It always has. It always will. Does man have some impact on that? Yeah, we probably do. We probably have some impact on it, but it is negligible compared to solar flares, compared to the solar maximum or minimus or whatever we're in right now, water vapor, clouds, the movement of winds across the ocean, all of that that creates climate, we can't control that. We might impact it a little bit, but we don't control it. We can't control it. And if we got rid of all, you know, carbon dioxide, well, there wouldn't be any humans because carbon dioxide are required for plants, and we exhale carbon dioxide. If we can't inhale oxygen and exhale CO2, then we don't exist. So it is what it is. I listened, there was a, I would play if there's too many F-bombs in it, but Bill Maher was talking about this latest report from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC or whatever the crap it's called. And once again, they're issuing, like they do every single year, the alarm bell. Oh my God, if we don't change everything right now, it's the end of civilization, and we're gonna reach the end of the earth by 2023, so maybe it's 2024, 2025. And so that statement by the United Nations, which has no governing authority over anyone, then becomes the template as it kind of permeates down through all the different levels of government, and it finally reaches a little place like Louisville, Colorado. Now, here we call it Louisville. I know in Kentucky you call it Louisville. But here we call it Louisville. Louisville is a small, well, not small really anymore, but it's a suburb between Denver and Boulder on Highway 36. We call it the Boulder Turnpike. So if you're traveling between Denver and Boulder, you pass through Louisville. Well, they are so concerned about climate change and the fluctuation that it continues to do that this past Tuesday night, the City Council of Louisville, which is about 20 miles northwest of Denver, voted unanimously to pass Ordinance 1851, which would cap the number of gas stations within the municipal limits at six. Six. You want to talk about overregulation? Do you know what I like? I like four filling stations on all four corners, convenience stores. So if I want to stop and get a Diet Coke, I don't have to cross traffic, make a left turn, or, you know, cross the street. I can just pull in right there, get my Diet Coke, and move on. So I guess I'm a heathen. I don't know. But six gas stations in a city the size of Louisville, and it's all in the name of climate change. Maxine Most, who is a council member, says that the objective is this, quote, "We have an obligation to take every step possible." All right, let's just pause right there. No, you don't. You actually don't have any obligation. Your obligation as a city council person is to provide water, sewer, and depending on your municipality, maybe electricity, maybe natural gas, trash pickup, garbage disposal, sewer and water, maintain the streets, police departments and fire departments, basic municipal services. Now, we can have an argument about zoning. I don't know that zoning really accomplishes anything. I kind of a laissez-faire when it comes to zoning. You look at Houston. Houston's been able to get along without zoning for decades, and Houston seems to be fine. But when anybody tells me, as a government official, that I've got an obligation to take every possible step to address, whatever you're about to tell me, no, that's not necessarily true. Every possible step tells me that, well, first of all, it's just bullcrap. Here's what she says in full. "We have an obligation to take every step possible to address the changes to our climate that are ravaging our planet and directly impacting the health, well-being, and livelihoods of the constituents that we represent in Louisville." Now, no doubt, the supposedly rising oceans are of particular concern in Louisville, which sits at 5,335 feet above sea level. It's actually higher than the Mile High City of Denver, which is at 5,280 feet. But you think that this is going to directly impact the health, well-being, and livelihoods of the constituents that you represent in Louisville? No, sweetheart, guess what? It's not. No, it's not. You aren't an island. You are not just some little suburb out in the solar system existing on your own. You're part of this entire planet that we live on, in which we're all supposedly connected by this gigantic community. So I would suggest that if you really wanted to take and show you how stupid their arguments are, what would happen if you took her argument to its logical conclusion? What do you think would happen? Let's think about that next. But before we do, I've told you before that I conceal carry firearms. I conceal carry because I learned to shoot when I was 6 years old, and I think firearms are a very effective method of self-defense in case someone wants to carjack me or break into my home or break into my business or whatever. So it's how I exercise self-defense. But I know that many people don't want to carry a firearm. That's why I want you to know about the Hero products. All Hero products, which you can find at the website hero2020.com, are concealable. You don't need a carry permit. And they got a new product called the Arrow. It is a small device about the size of a remote control. And like the other product, the Hero product, these both shoot either a pepper gel or a pepper spray. This one shoots a pepper gel that sticks to your skin. I've tested it. It burns like crazy. They're non-lethal, but it allows you to defend yourself from a distance. I've got one. I've given some out to friends. I want you to get one today for yourself, maybe a friend, a family member, someone that you know wants to exercise self-defense but is not comfortable with a gun. go to hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. When we get back, the logical conclusion of limiting gas stations. I'll be right back.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. We're the app, service, and the music is as smooth as with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Thule. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
Hey, all you goobers. Welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we're talking about this crazy place in Colorado called Louisville, Colorado. Small suburb up between Denver and Boulder on the Boulder Turnpike. And, of course, it, like many, you know, small towns in Colorado, have gone off the deep end. They're run by a bunch of moonbats, a bunch of dumbasses that think that somehow if they, you know, that their number one job is to protect their constituents from climate change. I might humbly suggest that their number one job is to protect their citizens from, and considering that we had a wildfire, how long ago has it been? Maybe a year now, that blew through Superior and Louisville, these suburbs up in that corner of the metropolitan area, and destroyed hundreds of homes. I mean, an urban wildfire just burned down entire subdivisions. I might suggest just humbly that your number one job is to provide fire protection and police protection to your citizens. That's what they pay taxes for. I don't think they pay taxes for you to pass ordinances so that you can limit the number of gas stations. But remember, this dumb butt, this woman by the name of Maxine Most. Maxine, you're mostly stupid, I think. We have an obligation to take every step possible to address changes to our climate that are ravaging our planet and directly impacting the health, well-being, and livelihoods of the constituents we represent in Louisville. Now, this repression, it's truly repression, would prove inconvenient were Louisville to continue to grow. But that's probably not going to happen because they don't like growth and development anyway. And Most is a member of Louisville's Economic Vitality Committee. So development will have to take place elsewhere as Louisville just withers and dies on behalf of the climate. But think about the logical conclusion of her rationale. If limiting the number of gas stations to 6 in Louisville is going to save the climate, why don't we just eliminate the majority of gas stations all across the country? And only require, and I don't know what the formula would be, but, you know, state of Colorado, maybe we should only have, like, 100 gas stations. Saves the climate, right? Saves the Rocky Mountains. Saves the Purple Mountain Majesty. No. Think of how stupid that is. Now, think about it for Louisville. You only have, now, there are only 5 stations right now. There are only 5 stations. So maybe one more could pop up somewhere. But beyond that, you can't have any more. So if you want to buy gas and you don't live close to one of those, but you live outside, you know, there's a station just across the street, which happens to be in a neighboring municipality, well, you'll drive over there and they'll get the tax revenue. And Louisville, as I pointed out, will just continue to wither and die. But think about this, extrapolate that to the entire state of Colorado or to your entire state. Then with the number of filling stations. Which means that now you have to drive further, which means that you have to drive your car longer, which means you spew out more pollution, which, according to them, causes more climate change. So their idea of saving the climate actually makes things worse. But should we be surprised by anything like this? Of course we shouldn't be surprised by stuff like this, because this is the kind of dumbassery that goes on when it comes to climate. So back to Bill Maher. So Bill Maher is doing this thing about the intergovernmental, whatever it is, IPCC, I don't know why I can't remember what the name of it is. You can text me, but trust me, I don't care. The IPCC, something Committee on Climate Change. They've issued a new report, and the report now says once again that if we don't drastically change our ways, reduce the population of the world, reduce the number of people on the planet, and Bill Maher mentions this in his little monologue, that the Earth's going to die. Wait a minute. Since when has any or one of their predictions ever come true? We're what, 10 or 15 or 20 years beyond Al Gore's prediction? We're 10 or 15 years beyond the first IPCC prediction? Greta Thunberg told us we were going to be dead at least 2 or 3 years ago. They have zero credibility. Zero credibility whatsoever. Hey, when we get back, I want to talk about one more thing about Colorado because it has national implications. We had a school shooting, but not the type that you might expect, at East High School in Denver, Colorado. That's next.
Two dogs, Sam and Bailey, both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 with whatever message, question, comment you have. Go to this website if you want to find your local affiliate, what time they air the program. Subscribe to the podcast. Now, remember, on the podcast, we consolidated the weekend podcast with the weekday podcast, And that's all. You can subscribe to it as long as you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That's the name of the weekday program. And the podcasts are all together under one, so there's one RSS feed. Not too much technical information there, but just it's one feed for all the podcasts. And so either on your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown, or you can go to this one-stop shop, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com, and you can subscribe to the podcast there. Boom, just hit that little subscription button. So with apologies to my local audience that's heard this story, it has national implications, and I wanted to talk about it this weekend. So here we go. This past Wednesday morning at 10 a.m., I think it was 10 a.m., a little thug walks into East High School. Now, he, for those of you locally or those of you nationally who've heard the story, I want to leave out a few details initially because they're important but in context. He walks up to go into the school and pulls a handgun out of his bag, his backpack, and he shoots two school administrators, both of whom have survived. One was released, I think, that day, maybe the next day. The other one was in critical condition for some time and underwent, you know, several hours of surgery. But I think that she has survived, and she may still be in the hospital. But they both survived. But why did these two administrators stop this little dirtbag? Well, let's back up. Let's go to the aftermath of the George Floyd killing, in which Darren Chauvin, was convicted of, I think, second-degree murder. I might be wrong, but he was convicted of some murder charge in the death of George Floyd. And all these riots, all these BLM riots erupt all over the country. And then suddenly defund the cops, defund the police becomes the movement du jour of the crazies on the left. And the Denver Public Schools, much like the city of Denver, which, and I'm not exaggerating, the Denver City Council has self-avowed communists on the city council. The Denver School Board has self-avowed Marxists on the school board. To show you, this is how far Denver has strayed from being the independent kind of rugged individualism state that it used to be that I knew and loved, into the S-hole state that it is today. So in the aftermath of the George Floyd killing and all the riots, the school board, in their infinite wisdom, decided, you know, cops are bad. In fact, ACAB, all cops are bad. So we want all the school resource officers, all the Denver Police Department officers that patrol the schools, that serve as SROs, school resource officers, that serve as SROs, kick them out. Boom, just gone. And that movement was led by this doofus by the name of Ante Tay Anderson. He's famous for being an idiot and wearing his baseball cap backwards and trying to look cool and trying to be like a cool kid, like he never graduated. Like he probably wasn't cool in school, so now he's a school board member, so he tries to be cool. So now he's all about, you know, let's kick the cops out. So the Denver School Board unanimously kicks out, on a unanimous vote, kicks out all the SROs and all the Denver Police Department. So on this past Wednesday, I learned something new. That in Colorado, we have safety programs. That pause was for you to think to yourself, huh, I wonder what a safety program is. Or for you to think to yourself, oh, I know, a safety program is where they teach kids, you know, the fire drills and, you know, what to do in case of a lockdown or there's a tornado or there's a blizzard, you know. No, that's not a safety program at all. No. So let's go up to the little thug that did the shooting, who, by the way, drove his car up into the mountains and offed himself. Okay, fine. Well, sucks to be you, doesn't it? Hate to be cruel here, but sorry. He was on a safety plan. He had previously been expelled from another school district in the Denver area, the Cherry Creek Schools, for violating their disciplinary rules, and because he had also had a firearm charge brought against him, and he was on probation. So now think about it. So now we have a convicted juvenile who's also been expelled from a school, whose probation has been revoked. And so the Denver Public Schools, being the, you know, the welcoming community, says, okay, we'll take him. Yeah, just bring him down here. He's a little twit. Yeah, we don't care. We love twits. We particularly love twits in our schools. Now think about being a parent. You're a parent that's got a kid at East High School in Denver, but you don't know because the school won't tell you that a kid that has a firearm conviction that's been expelled from another school is now in your kid's school at East High School. I mean, if you're ignorant of what's going on in your child's school, then you are an idiot. You need to start paying attention. So this kid is put on what's called a safety protocol. You know what that means? This kid's behavior and this kid's background is so bad that before he can enter the school, he has to stop to be frisked, his backpack searched, and I think, I'm not 100% certain of this, but then to pass through a magnetometer, much like a TSA check. Except it's not done by cops. It's done by two school administrators. Now, we'll talk about the legal aspect of that in just a second. So a kid who is such a threat to a school that he has to almost be strip searched before he can go into that school decides on this particular Wednesday to pull a gun and shoot the two administrators that are conducting the search. Not a cop around. Not a cop anywhere near the school. Now, I know just, you know, I was sitting here just thinking to myself, as I said, you know, not a cop anywhere near. I was thinking, and you know, I know I'm an old fart. You don't have to remind me of that. The only time cops ever showed up at our school was when they were either putting on some demonstration or doing their drug deal or, you know, or giving us some demonstration about something. No, cops never showed up at our school. Never. And here I am shocked that there wasn't a cop at that school. A safety program. So let me make this clear. I've come to this conclusion. I do not think that we as taxpayers owe every student or every child under the age of 18, we do not owe every single one of them an education. If you cannot adhere to the disciplinary rules, if you violate the criminal laws of a state, if you're on probation, sucks to be you, but you know what? You're out of here. You've already made bad choices, and I don't want you and your bad choices affecting all of the other kids or my grandkids or anybody else in that school. So just really, you're out of here. Done. Just go be a gangbanger. Go do whatever you're going to do, but just no. Now, alternatively, somebody suggested this week, and I think this is actually a good idea. If you don't like my idea that we don't owe an education to every child in this country, then let's bring back juvenile detention facilities. Very near East High School in Denver, Colorado, are several vacant buildings. There's some old hotels that are vacant. Colfax, which this school is located on, is kind of a rough neighborhood. It's gentrifying a little bit, but not much. But it's a pretty rough area. Okay, let's convert those old hotels or those empty office buildings or that strip mall or whatever into a public school with bars on the windows, magnetometers at the doors, cops surrounding the building, armed snipers on the rooftops, fire engines out front, ambulances on the way, paramedics ready to go, and let's just throw them all in there and let them, and by the way, give combat pay to those teachers and that principal. But let's go back to what happened on that Wednesday. On Fridays, on the local show, I do a segment called the Taxpayer Relief Shots. And taxpayer relief shots are stories about people exercising their God-given right of self-defense all across the country, stories that only get aired locally that never get a wide audience. Someone, you know, for example, this week we have a story about a 70-year-old woman. Some thug breaks into her house, and her husband's fumbling around with a gun. She swipes him with a broom. The guy keeps coming after her. She throws her cell phone at him. The guy keeps coming after her. So she grabs the gun from her husband and, boom, double taps him and puts him down. That's a taxpayer relief shot. Well, at East High School, if we had had school resource officers or law enforcement officers conducting that search, and he had reached for a gun, do you know how many times I've done a taxpayer relief shot story about someone's at a traffic stop or doing a domestic violence intervention of some sort, and some dirtbag pulls a gun, and when the cops yells, gun, 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 and the other cops draw their gun, and boom, they put them down. And I do mean literally just put them down. Could have done that with this kid. Now, fortunately, the kid did the job for the cops because he drove up into the mountains. Now, this may sound cruel to you, but you know what? He was either going to die there or he was going to go kill himself. He chose to go kill himself. And I'm sad. Sucks to be him. But those are the bad choices that he made. But let's go back to what if cops had been there. Now, when I was talking about this during the week, there had been some news reports that said, oh, but the cops couldn't search the kid because they didn't have probable cause. Wait a minute. Are you freaking kidding me? Now, I'm sure there are 1,000 lawyers that would agree with me, and there are 1,000 lawyers that will disagree with me. But here's my legal theory. You already have probable cause to search the kid because he's, one, been expelled from school. He has a criminal violation. It is a firearm violation. He has violated the parole that he is on, so they have revoked his parole. So you don't think that every time he showed up at his parole officer's office or whatever, that they didn't search him? So why couldn't they search him every time he walked into that school? Because they already had probable cause that this kid was a threat because violated his parole, expelled from another school, and put on a safety protocol that required he be searched every single day. Boom, I think he got probable cause right there. Now, the shocker for me in all of this, honestly, is that this kid was in school, is that we have something called safety protocols, where we allow someone that we would not allow into our office buildings or into our homes going into a public school. This is the dumbassery of school boards all across the country who fall for all of these progressive politics about defund the cops, that all cops are bad, and that we've got to somehow just eliminate law enforcement from society. Kudos to the local superintendent of Denver Public Schools, because he announced at a press conference that day that he knew that there was a school board directive that kicked all the Denver cops out of all Denver schools. And he said, regardless of what that directive is from the school board today, I am going to ignore that, and I am putting cops back in Denver schools, not this coming week, but the next week, because it's spring break for them this coming week. That when they come back into school, I'm putting the cops back in, come hell or high water. I don't care. School board can fire me. I don't care. So they had a all-day meeting yesterday and did 180 degrees. And when the kids come back from spring break, the cops will be back in the school. This is a quintessentially perfect example of it is not the weapon. It is the individual. This kid was trouble from day one. I don't know, local news media has been very quiet about family relationships, family members, home life, all of that. I have no idea. And quite honestly, don't give a rat's ass. For whatever reasons, he made bad choices. And he almost killed two administrators and killed himself. But it taught me a great lesson. there's a lot more going on in schools than you and I realize, and we ought to pay attention. I'll give you some more details after this. I'll be right back.
Ronald Reagan said in his farewell address, "All great change in America starts at the dinner table." Hi, I'm Ben Spell, the founder of GoodRanchers.com. We're taking back the dinner table by delivering the best meat America has to offer straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com is a safe and convenient way to purchase the highest quality meat for your family. Shop confidently knowing you're supporting American farms by partnering with a business that loves America and shares your values. Summertime is almost here. Don't be caught with an empty freezer. Stock up on beef, chicken, seafood, and pork. At GoodRanchers.com, we've got the cuts you really want. Bone-in ribeyes, New York strips, all-natural burgers, better-than-organic chicken, and so much more. And right now, get $25 off your first order when you use the code FAMILY25. That's FAMILY25. Plus, subscribe today and get a pound and a half of Applewood smoked bacon free in every box for a year. That's over a $200 value for free. Subscribe today and use code FAMILY25 at GoodRanchers.com.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th. Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So just a few final comments about this school shooting in Denver. And I may carry this, there's a couple of other things I want to make, which I may carry over into the next hour. But isn't it fascinating that the school board is all opposed to cops in schools? and they stick to that policy for more than 2 years. Now, one thing that I did not tell you in that last segment, for those of you nationally that may not know the details, is that there was another school shooting at this exact same school about 2 months ago, in which a 16-year-old, I think he was 16 years old, in which a 16-year-old boy was killed on campus. The reaction to that shooting was, another school shooting. There was zero reaction in terms of making any policy changes on the part of the Denver School Board. So, in either a gang-related or otherwise, some kid gets shot on the same campus, no policy changes. And in fact, the memorial for that student, you know, where they always put the flowers and everything, the cards and the candles and the teddy bears, those were still out in front of this same high school. So that shooting is still fresh on the minds, not just of the kids that go to school there, but clearly, unless they're completely asleep at the switch, of the Denver School Board. Yet when a kid is killed on campus, even though parents demanded that there be changes to the policies about cops, there is none. Now fast forward to this week. What's the difference between the shooting a couple of months ago versus the shooting this week? Oh, yeah. A couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago, whenever it was, that was a student that got killed, that got hit by gunfire. So, yeah, you know, so still no cops. Fast forward to this week, two administrators get shot, and holy cow, now we got to change the policy. We got to put cops back in the schools because now they're coming after us. Bastards. Hypocrites. You see, when it comes to them, oh, yeah, now we want cops in school. I don't think that's the sole reason. But you can't discount that they ignored the first one, no policy changes. The second time, two administrators get shot, and now there is like, boom, a 180-degree turn. So I think I will. For those of you who heard this during the week, no, I'm not going to apologize. But when we get back, that change in policy is an example of how those on the left, when it comes to guns, lie to you about it. I'll explain why next. Don't go away.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Emergency officials in Mississippi say 23 people have been killed by tornadoes that tore through the state last night, destroying buildings and knocking out power. Severe weather produced hail the size of golf balls. It affected several states. As of about 6 o'clock local time in Mississippi, officials confirmed 23 deaths, dozens of injuries, and said four people at that time were still missing throughout the state. In Ohio, Senator J.D. Vance says the Biden administration has offered little real help to residents of East Palestine. The area is still recovering from last month's train derailment.
He said a couple of nice things. He hasn't visited. He hasn't forced his administration to do the things that it needs to do. And that is a huge failure of moral leadership from the President of the United States.
Speaking in Ottawa, Canada, Friday, President Biden said the U.S. and Canada are bound together.
Canada and the United States always will have each other's backs. And we see this through NORAD as we work to modernize the world's only, and emphasize it again, the only binational military command.
A new AP North poll shows that personal finances are a major source of stress for about half of lower-income households in this country. About half of U.S. adults and households earning less than $60,000 say they're stressed by their personal finances. The same is true for about 4 in 10 of those earning between $60,000 and $100,000. A victory for parental rights in New York.
A judge has ruled that parents cannot be required to pull their children from private schools in New York that don't meet certain state standards. The decision strikes down a key provision of new rules that strengthen the state's oversight of such schools, including those specializing in religious education. It came in response to a lawsuit brought by ultra-Orthodox Jewish schools called yeshivas and related advocacy groups over education rules enacted last fall. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The convicted Wisconsin Christmas parade killer will return to court this summer.
Darryl Brooks Jr. is serving 6 life sentences after he plowed his car into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin in 2021, killing 6 people and injuring over 60. Now he has court dates in June and July. The 3 court cases involve a weapons charge, a domestic violence charge, and charges that he threatened an ex-girlfriend. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte predicts his state will go from purple to red in 2024.
John Tester's the last Democrat to hold statewide office here in Montana. I think Montanans have spoken clearly. Last couple elections, Republicans have won every single statewide elected office. They want a conservative senator.
And on Capitol Hill, Republican senators have their sights set on Tester's seat in 2024 as they hope to regain the majority. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. European Central Bank head Christine Lagarde says future interest rate decisions are open after upheaval in the banking system.
Speaking recently at a conference in Frankfurt, Germany, Lagarde said decisions would depend on whether the numbers show painfully high inflation is headed convincingly down. She says that means the ECB is, quote, neither committed to raise further nor are we finished with hiking rates.
That's Jeremy House reporting. At 800,000 strong, the U.S. is the highest number of civilian employees relative to military force since World War II. Representative Ken Colbert says that could be changed.
You know, we don't have to fire anybody by attrition. Any large organization have about a 3 to 5% attrition rate per year. So we hire at a lower rate, bring down those numbers. We could save as much as $125 billion over 5 years just doing that.
Colbert spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family-owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in all across the fruited plain. So the rules of engagement of this program are pretty simple. There's really only two rules. Well, there's a lot of rules, but only two that I'm going to give you. First and foremost, you've got to text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Short messaging service. So any comments that you have about the program, about me, questions, comments, complaints, compliments, compliments, can't imagine that. Any of those sorts of things you want to do, feel free to text the word Mike or Michael, either one are acceptable, to 33103. I read through all of them. In fact, I want to mention one that just came through that I think is very pertinent. And then the second is, if you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, if you would like to see the stories that we put up during the week and over the weekend, if you'd like to find a local affiliate, what time the program airs, or a station if you're traveling around the country. Of course, you can always listen on the iHeartRadio app to whatever local station you use. You want to find out any of that. You want to buy some Michael swag, or you want to subscribe to the podcast. There's a one-stop shop, just one stop, and that is MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Not Michael says go there, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Let me remind you about the podcast. I'm going to do this until we get the RSS feeds straightened up. And that is, if you want to subscribe to the podcast, then search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That's the name of the weekday program, and we consolidated the weekend podcast with the weekday podcast, so it's all under one RSS feed. So that you subscribe to that, you get all 6 days of Michael Brown. I know you want 7 days, but, you know, I got to rest one day. So you see, you can do that by either searching for The Situation with Michael Brown, subscribe to that, or go to that website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com, and you can subscribe there, and you get it all. So in the last hour, I told you about this shooting at East High School. And I debated whether or not to do this since I spent a considerable amount of time this week talking about what I'm about to talk about now. But I want to share it with the national audience, too. Because remember that last point I made about the shooting at East High School was that there had been another kid, there had been a kid. Now, there had been several kids shot at this school. It's a pretty crime-infested area of Denver. And this is a storied high school. East High School has been around since dirt was invented. And a lot of people that work in and near the Denver metro area, their kids go to East High School. So after the George Floyd shootings, the school board decides to take out the school resource officers. After this kid is killed on campus a few months ago, the school board doesn't make any change. Now just let that sink in for a moment. A kid is killed, and of course, one of the several school board members point out that, well, a cop wouldn't have made any difference. Now you get two administrators shot. The superintendent announces, I don't care what the school board decision is, I'm reinstating cops. And then the school board meets and unanimously reverses itself, does a 180-degree turnabout, and says, you know what, yeah, we're going to do that too. Now, someone has texted me and said that, and I haven't heard this, but they have heard that the resource officers will only be in schools until June, and that one of the school board members, Anton T. Anderson, said that the school board will not pay for them. So this may still be an issue, and that person is exactly right. But I find it, just as I believe there are no coincidences in Washington, D.C., I don't believe in a lot of coincidences. And in this case, I don't think it's a coincidence that the school board suddenly decided to reverse its policy on school officers, school resource officers, or cops in the schools, only until after one of their own gets shot. Now it's like, oh, holy crap, Batman, we got to do something. So they decide to put officers back in schools. This is an example of what I've tried to preach, and I do mean preach, for as long as I've been on radio, which is a hell of a long time now. And that is simply this. Whenever there's a revolution, you know, whether it's Che Guevara and the Castro boys in Cuba, it's Chavez in Venezuela, it's Kim Jong-un, whomever it is, those who follow those revolutionaries always believe that they will be a part of the new dictatorship. And they never are. They're always kicked out because they've served their purpose. They've been the useful idiots. That's why Mao went through a big purge. Why Castro went through a purge. They always go through purges because, oh, you revolted once, you might revolt again, so we got to get rid of you. They never think that the rules apply to them. Well, those useful idiots, at least in modern America, are beginning to wake up to what the left is doing to them. I think that communities of minorities, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Native Americans, particularly Native Americans, are beginning to wake up and realize, man, they've stuck us on the reservation. They've treated us like feces ever since. We're not buying into this. And then Hispanics, you know, all the illegal aliens that come across the border, and they're not all Hispanic, but I'm saying the Hispanics that come across the border illegally, the Democrats think, oh, we've got them in our pockets. They're going to vote Democrat from now on. It was like Lyndon Johnson, who famously said one time, and I can't quote it exactly, but Lyndon Johnson, after getting the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act passed, said, I'll have them N-words voting for us for the next 1,000 years. Well, no, guess what? If you think that any minority group is a monolith, if you think that that hegemony exists among any group of people, you're sadly mistaken. If you think that all Jews are conservative Republicans, you're really a nut job. No group of people is a monolith. As much as they would try to convince you that all white people are the same, all white people are not the same. Just as all black people aren't the same. What's the point I'm driving at? Well, just as the Denver School Board decided suddenly that, oh my gosh, they're shooting us, well, we find out that when it comes to the Second Amendment, that those that we have been propagandized to believe are anti-gun, that we've been brainwashed into believing are anti-gun, maybe not so much. Maybe there are, within all of these little groups that identity politics wants to put people into, that they're not a monolith, that there are independent thinkers, that there are people who actually disagree with their overlords that think that if you are transgender that you must comply with this orthodoxy, or if you are gay you must comply with that orthodoxy, or if you're an environmentalist. Like, I consider myself an environmentalist. Everybody, don't start laughing. But I consider myself an environmentalist. I want clean air. I want clean water. We may disagree on the degree of cleanliness, but I pack it in, I pack it out. And unless you've hiked in the wilderness, you don't know what that means. Well, it turns out that on an episode of Tucker Carlson Tonight last week, he pointed out that Democrats don't control all of the different identity groups that they believe are anti-gunners, just like those members of the cabal. Tucker Carlson started out a segment this way.
Assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
You don't need an RA-15 or whatever they call it.
So that's the head of the Democratic Party speaking very clearly that the party's position on guns. If we don't control them, you can't have them. Every Democrat thinks this is part of the catechism. So you can imagine our surprise. The other day, we're driving through Cambridge in the old hybrid Subaru, adjusting our surgical masks to cover both nose and mouth, and listening, needless to say, to National Public Radio, the voice of menopausal liberalism. And as we're listening, we hear this. We're going to play it for you and see if you can understand our total shock.
Mass shootings targeting LGBTQ spaces and a rise in anti-trans rhetoric have inspired some queer people to take up arms. New Hampshire's public radio Todd Bookman joined the monthly gathering of a gun group that sees firearms as key to their own self-defense. And as you might imagine, this story does include the sound of gunfire.
Now, let me just pause, because I want to make sure you understood what the NPR reporter is saying. We're going hiking in New Hampshire. We just joined a group of gun enthusiasts who see guns as a key to their own self-defense. Wonder who it is.
On a recent Sunday morning, the parking lot of Pawtuckaway State Park in southeastern New Hampshire is filling up with hikers. There's also a different crew packing up warm clothes and weapons.
Thank you all for coming to Rainbow Reload.
Coming to Rainbow Reload. Yeah. We got a little militia up in New Hampshire called Rainbow Reload. Now, I'm putting on the moniker militia because, well, they're a group of people who are gun enthusiasts who believe in the use of firearms for self-defense. And if that was a bunch of white guys, we'd call them a militia. So I'm going to call them a militia, too. Now, I'm not sure what they are. I just know that it's the Rainbow Reload Coalition. And that they're trans men or trans women. So, as I say, I'm not really sure what they are, but they're human beings. I'm just not sure what pronouns to use.
Your anti-trans rhetoric makes the trans community carry guns. Rainbow Reload! They're packing heat. They'll be appendix carrying in more ways than one. Watch out. Wait a second, we thought. This is NPR, National Public Radio, suddenly telling you that actually guns are good. They're valuable tools of self-defense, really against you. So there are times when guns are good, says NPR. And we thought, well, wait a second, we've been listening to NPR since, well, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we remember very clearly their position on guns. For example, quote, the U.S. has more guns than any other country in the world. This is the same NPR that, in between updates on the latest trans dinosaur emojis, we've been following those very carefully, routinely runs segments calling for more gun control, and not subtle ones, like the segment entitled, Many Gun Owners Support Gun Control, So Why Don't They Speak Out? Oh, yeah, a lot of gun owners support gun control. Of course they do.
This is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. The Rainbow Reload, as I like to say, militia, is out learning how to use guns for self-defense. You'll hear the rest of that segment right after this. But before we go, you know, speaking of self-defense, if you want to use a gun for self-defense, I'm all for that. but I want you to be well-trained. I know there are a lot of people that don't want to use guns, and I'm perfectly okay with that. But I want you to exercise some kind of self-defense, which is why I want you to learn about the Hero 2020 products. The website is hero2020.com. They have two products, the original Hero 2020 and the new Arrow. I want to tell you about the Arrow. It's like a small remote control. Fits in a purse, fits in your pocket, suit pocket, shirt pocket, whatever. But both of these products shoot either a pepper gel or a pepper spray. The Arrow shoots a pepper gel. I've tested this pepper gel. Oh, it's awful. It burns your skin like crazy. I don't mean it hurts you, but it just burns. That allows you to back away, get out of that dangerous situation, call for help, get away from that danger. It's a non-lethal way to defend yourself from a distance. Not only do I have one, but I've given them away to friends. I want you to get one for yourself today, too. Go online to hero2020.com, hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. Go check them out. State restrictions may apply. The Rainbow Reload continues after this.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Rainbow Reload, proving that no group is a monolith. And this idea that we keep getting shoved down our throats that anybody on the left or anybody that is part of one of the identity groups that the Democrats love to put us all in, whatever box we're supposed to check, they're not monolithic. So here are a group of transgender people out of New Hampshire, out on a hike, packing heat, deciding to go out and learn how to exercise self-defense.
And yet here's that same national public radio, state media, controlled by the Biden administration, encouraging people to go to the gun store immediately. But not all people. Just trans people. Guns are bad, except in the hands of trans people. Wow. Here's more.
Groups like Rainbow Reload exist around the country, often called Pink Pistol Clubs. It's a place for experts and the gun curious to practice and improve their shooting. But this goes beyond hobby. There's a practical goal here, to prepare and protect themselves.
Imagine that. Everything that we say about the Second Amendment and the natural and God-given right of self-defense. The gun is a tool of self-defense. As NPR says, there's a practical goal here, to prepare and protect themselves. So that's okay. See, it's okay. Everybody chill. If there's a problem with guns, it's not the gun, it's the individual that's wielding the gun. Just as we saw with that dirtbag at East High School.
If the world is dangerous, then you have to be dangerous back. And that very much has pushed me into where I am now.
Now, let's forget for a moment whether or not there really is a lot of physical threats against trans people. I would question that. In fact, we did a LexisNexis search trying to find some cases around the country where trans people have been shot, murdered, killed, mugged, beat up, whatever, simply because they were trans. Well, Tucker did the same thing, too. You'll hear what he found out. But think about that. If the world is dangerous, this guy says, then you have to be dangerous back. And that very much has pushed me into where I am now, which is where, learning how to use a gun in self-defense.
The gun curious. Well, you know, when NPR describes something as the fill-in-the-blank curious, then it's a good thing. Ooh, the pedophile curious. Now the gun curious. The world is dangerous. You have to be dangerous back. Now, is that a quote from an FBI indictment of the Proud Boys? No, it's from an NPR segment. At this point, it's hard to tell the difference. And the lip-smacking NPR reporters just say it without any sense of self-awareness at all. What is going on here? Well, you know what's going on here. Is that NPR has decided that guns are bad, except when the enforcers of its ideology have guns. You can't have guns, but faithful servants of the Democratic Party can. That makes sense, because like all totalitarians, they want a monopoly on force. Right? So debate ends at that point. When one side has all the firearms, you don't have to argue. You say, well, you can't change your sex. Shut up, bigot! Bang, bang! What's interesting is this is not just one NPR segment.
No, there are other NPR segments, too. The point is, see? Not a monolith. When it starts affecting you, suddenly... I don't care about your propaganda anymore. I'm going to protect myself. Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Reagan said in his farewell address, "All great change in America starts at the dinner table." Hi, I'm Ben Spell, the founder of GoodRanchers.com. We're taking back the dinner table by delivering the best meat America has to offer straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com is a safe and convenient way to purchase the highest quality meat for your family. Shop confidently knowing you're supporting American farms by partnering with a business that loves America and shares your values. Summertime is almost here. Don't be caught with an empty freezer. Stock up on beef, chicken, seafood, and pork. At GoodRanchers.com, we've got the cuts you really want. Bone-in ribeyes, New York strips, all-natural burgers, better-than-organic chicken, and so much more. And right now, get $25 off your first order when you use the code FAMILY25. That's FAMILY25. Plus, subscribe today and get a pound and a half of Applewood smoked bacon free in every box for a year. That's over a $200 value for free. Subscribe today and use code FAMILY25 at GoodRanchers.com.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Really am.
I seriously am happy to have you with me. I don't say that just as a throwaway.
The rules of engagement for the program are pretty simple. You just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. You go to this one website to subscribe to the podcast, follow me on social media, look at the swag, find a local affiliate, time for the program, whatever. One-stop shop. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. You know, a lot of friends have asked me over the course of, well, ever since Hunter Biden stories broke, thinking about the laptop, why isn't he in jail? Why hasn't he at least been charged? Well, we know, I'll explain in a minute why I think he's not in jail. But did you know that he actually had a mole inside the FBI? Some guy by the name of One Eye. Yeah, no, that's what they called him. Don't complain to management. I'm just telling you, that's what they called him, One Eye. Apparently, One Eye tipped off Hunter Biden's Chinese business partners that they were under investigation. Now, how did we find this out? Because apparently an Israeli energy expert, because remember, the business that Hunter was getting the millions of dollars from that went to part of it to the big guy, was an energy company. Well, this guy, this Israeli energy expert, was arrested in Cyprus last month on gun running charges. Hunter Biden hangs around with the finest people. Yeah. Remember the canard about Trump saying there are fine people on both sides? I think there are fine people on both sides of Hunter's life. I mean, you got a Israeli energy expert that is arrested in Cyprus on gun running charges. He hangs around with prostitutes smoking crack. He's got Chinese business guys that are supposedly investing in energy by sending millions of dollars to the Biden crime family syndicate. And all of this comes forward because of Dr. Gal Luft. He used to be in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. He was a lieutenant colonel, I think. Apparently has really deep intelligence ties. He claims that he was arrested in order to keep him from revealing what he knows about the Biden family and FBI corruption. Apparently something he's already told the Justice Department back in 2019, which according to him, they've ignored. Now, he first made the claims on February 18th on Twitter. I know people don't like Twitter, but you can find more stuff on Twitter. And he made the claims after he was arrested in Cyprus. Here's what he tweeted out. I've been arrested in Cyprus on a politically motivated extradition request by the U.S. The United States claiming I'm an arms dealer. It would be funny if it weren't tragic. I've never been an arms dealer. Department of Justice is trying to bury me to protect Joe, Jim, and Hunter Biden. So that gets back to the question, well, then why hasn't Hunter been arrested? The reason the big guy, now remember, the President of the United States is the big guy. The reason that his influence peddling bagman, his son, Hunter Biden, the reason he's not in prison, if only for committing a federal firearms violation, which most of us would be in jail, at least serve some jail time for, or at least be arrested for, I mean, I cannot imagine doing with guns what Hunter Biden has done and me, little old me, not being at least arrested. Not saying I wouldn't be convicted, but at least being arrested? It's proof that we have two justice systems, one for powerful Democrats and those that they favor, and then there's the rest of us. Congressman Tom Tiffany, who's a Republican from Wisconsin, gives an example with the unwitting help of Rod Wilcox, who is the senior director of policy for Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun rights group, Every Town for Gun Safety. There's a congressional hearing going on. During the hearing, we hear this.
Mr. Wilcox, if a person lies on Form 4473 and is a user of unlawful drugs.
Now, the form he's referring to is the background check. Whenever you go for the you non-gun owners that don't understand how this process works, you cannot legally, I'm going to emphasize the word legally, you cannot legally buy a gun unless you fill out this form that you have to attest to under oath that everything you say is true In fact, you're subject to penalties of perjury if you lie on this form. And a lot of the forms ask, you know, do you currently use illegal drugs? Have you ever used illegal drugs? Have you ever been convicted of a crime? You have to give your name, address, your social security number, your birth date. It goes through the National Criminal Background Information Check System, the NICS system. And if any of those things that you fill out come back as incorrect or that you've lied on the form, then your request to purchase the gun gets rejected and you cannot legally buy that gun from the gun dealer. Now, you can always go to, you know, some gangbanger somewhere and you can always buy a gun out of the back of the trunk. But no, that's how guns are legally purchased. So that's what this congressman is asking about.
Mr. Wilcox, if a person lies on Form 4473 and is a user of unlawful drugs, you can get between 5 to 10 years for that. Is that correct? Is that my understanding?
No, I believe Congress changed the sentence last Congress.
What is that sentence now?
Up to 15.
Up to 15 years. Why hasn't Hunter Biden been prosecuted for the crime that he committed?
I'm not aware of the facts of that case and can't comment on it.
Okay. Who do we talk to see why this case is not being prosecuted? Me.
Now, this guy is from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the ATF. And he's just asking a simple question. If you lie on your background check form, do you go to jail or can you go to jail? Yes, if convicted, you can do up to 15 years in jail if you do that. So why is Hunter Biden not in prison? All hell breaks loose.
He said very clearly in his book that he used drugs. He had a gun.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
See, point of order.
Totally irrelevant and not germane to this proceeding.
Sir, he's got his 5 minutes. Go ahead, continue.
It's not a court of law.
Okay.
I love this. We're not in a court of law. This is a congressional hearing. They can ask anything they want to. Mr. Chairman, I object. Point of order. Not relevant. Hey, we're not in a courtroom. Nope. So you have a witness from the ATF, and it's a simple question. The ATF would be the one. That would be the agency, the federal agency, that would have the information about whether or not Hunter Biden's form was properly filled out, whether it was rejected, which we know that it was, and so then he's in possession of a gun. He admits owning a gun, having a gun, and he admits to using illegal drugs in his book. So why hasn't he been arrested?
I understand why you do not want Mr. Wilcox to answer that question. It's very clear why you don't want. Because there's a dual system of justice in America. That's what's going on right now. And everybody's talking about it across America. There's two standards of justice that are going on.
There are. There indeed are. Now, the incident to which he refers to is one in which a gun owned by Biden was thrown in a trash can outside a grocery store in Delaware. A firearm transaction report indicated that Biden purchased that gun earlier that month. And on the transaction report, Biden answered in the negative to this question. If he was an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana, any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance. However, Biden was discharged from the Navy in 2014 after testing positive for cocaine. And then he wrote a book about his issue with drugs and addiction. Now, let me just give you a little free legal advice here. Don't try this yourself. No. Don't lie on the forms. Don't use illegal drugs. Then try to buy a gun. Or then to give it to your girlfriend, or your prostitute, or whatever she or he or it may be, and then throw it in a trash can, and then don't particularly write a book about it. The dual system of justice explains, I think it fully explains why there's a growing number of political prisoners that are rotting behind bars for having trespassed in the people's house on January 6th, while a whole bunch of Antifa and Black Lives Matter hooligans are actually given cash rewards for rioting and given those rewards at taxpayer expense? Or why the Vice President of the United States of America goes out and raises bail for, those same rioters that burned cop cars, turned them over, burned down private businesses, hurt people, physically hurt people, tried to burn cops inside their precinct station in Portland, Oregon, and the Vice President of the United States goes and helps raise bail to bail them out? Makes you wonder why, currently, we have a situation where, you don't necessarily have to post bail. You see, the legal institution, the legal profession, I should say, the legal profession, is one of those institutions that's been subverted by those on the left. The result is indeed a justice system that produces a horror like I'm about to describe. Jonathan Welch, the Detroit man who was released on a low bond after being charged with not one, not two, but three different felonies, including torture, has now been charged with a fourth murder that happened prior to his original arrest back in June of last year. The victim was a 24-year-old by the name of Natalia Morse, whose head this guy allegedly bashed in before he stole her car, set it on fire. That arrest last June was for torturing his ex-girlfriend for four straight hours in the presence of their child. Let that sink in. You think this guy ought to be out on bail? Prosecutors then say that Magistrate Don White of the 36th District Court set his bond at $100,000 or 10% cash surety. So after posting the $10,000 bond, which he probably paid about $1,000 for, he walked out of jail, and a few days later, his other ex-girlfriend was dead. Now, who could have predicted this? Who could have predicted a guy that already had four felonies? Well, I should say several, maybe either three or four. Several felonies, torture, has now been charged with the fourth murder. Who could have predicted that? Well, let me tell you, I could have. You know why? Because this same dirtbag barricaded himself in his mom's Harper Woods home and then shot at the cops before setting the house on fire. He's also accused of killing his stepdad, Robert Bray Jr., his mother, Flossie Nicole Bray. But these stories don't make any difference. Nobody cares on the bleeding heart liberal judges. Remember that Texas, there was this mother down in Texas. She was left paralyzed by this teen who body slammed her on the sidewalk. His bond was cut in half. He was held on a $200,000 bond. Prosecutors had asked for $200,000 because he had just been released on a $100 bond for unlawfully carrying a weapon charge. But his court-appointed attorney wanted that bond reduced to $100,000 because the family couldn't afford to spring him out. Well, that's the way it's supposed to work. If you can't afford the bond, you sit in jail. Otherwise, you figure out how to mortgage the house. You had to figure out how to do something. This woman that was attacked in Texas, she has less than a 50% chance of ever walking again. But progressive criminals, because of progressive DAs, because of progressive lawyers, there's a two-tier system of justice. And Hunter Biden not only is a beneficiary of that two-tier system of justice, but it appears to me that the FBI, remember I've said before that I think the leadership of the FBI is corrupted? I'm now beginning to believe that the entire headquarters is corrupted. If it's true that there really was a mole inside the FBI tipping off Hunter Biden about the FBI's investigation of his relationship with this Chinese energy company. For which, by the way, we have the bank records showing that the Biden crime family syndicate was indeed paid well over $3 million. Wonder what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the president's press secretary, wonder what she had to say about that. I'll be right back. You know, I want to remind everybody, we all have assets, whether you have a home, you've got accounts, whatever it might be, and so you've put together an estate plan. Well, that's a good first step, but that's all it is just a first step. Those trust and estate plans are not safe from frivolous lawsuits. That's why I want you to know about Blake Harris Law. Blake Harris Law helps high net worth individuals set up and protect those assets and your money from those who want to take it in a lawsuit. Blake Harris Law adds additional layers of security and protection over your hard-earned assets that you do not get in your traditional trust or estate plan. Now, this is not about tax evasion. This is about making certain that what is yours stays yours. Now, I know you've got questions, but I want you to call Blake Harris today. Set up a free consultation. Call Blake Harris right now. Here's the number. 833-ASK-BLAKE. That's 833-ASK-BLAKE. Or check out the website, BlakeHarrisLaw.com. That's BlakeHarrisLaw.com. I'll be right back.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Taroko Asian Grill presents Hollywood Night. Our one-year anniversary event is here, and to celebrate, we're hosting a special red carpet event Tuesday, March 28th at 6:30 p.m. Your $30 ticket will include two drinks of either wine or beer, a professional photo op, small bites, and plates to go around for everyone. That's Tuesday, March 28th at Taroko Restaurant, 1710 Pine Street, Reading, with free easy parking. Prizes will be awarded to the best dressed, and at the end of the evening, professional photos will be offered. Taroko offers a diverse and unique fusion of Asian cuisines and Pan-Asian flavors. To purchase tickets online, just find us on Facebook at Taroko Reading or call 530-255-8863. That's Taroko Asian Grill 1 year anniversary red carpet event. Find us on Facebook or call 530-255-8863.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. So why isn't Hunter Biden in jail? We now have documents, bank records, that have been divulged in committee hearings in the House Oversight Committee. Congressman Jamie Comer is a congressman from Kentucky, has been reporting on this extensively, holding hearings, and we actually have bank records that show it. So Peter Doocy of Fox News asked Kareem Jean-Pierre, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the press secretary, what about these payments to Biden? What does she have to say?
Yeah, Peter.
Thank you, Corrine. House Oversight says they've got bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying three Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for?
Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here. Look, we have heard from House Republicans for years and years and years how the inaccuracies and lies when it comes to this issue. And I don't even know where to begin to even answer that question, because again, it's been lies and lies and inaccuracy for the past couple years, and I'm just not going to get into it from here.
Madam Press Secretary, the House Oversight Committee has bank records. The bank records have numbers on them. They have names on them. They have account numbers on them. These are bank records. This would be admissible evidence in a criminal trial or a civil trial in a court of law. And so I'd like to know, what do you have to say about these payments from this Chinese energy company to the Biden family?
Thank you, Corrine. House Oversight says they've got bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying three Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for?
Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here. Look, we have heard from House Republicans for years and years and years how the inaccuracies and lies when it comes to this issue. And I don't even know where to begin to even answer that question, because again, it's been lies and lies and inaccuracy for the past couple years. And I'm
okay. Let's just say for a moment, seriously, there's been lies and lies for the past several years. Okay, but what do you have to say about these bank records? Tell us about the bank records. Could you do that for us? No, you're not going to do that either, are you? Of course not. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.